Chapter 8, The Modern Struggle Around the Kingship of Christ. A. The Place of the Syllabus in This Struggle. The well-known French Freemason, Ferdinand Bousson, once declared, quote, "A school cannot remain neutral between the syllabus and the Declaration of the Rights of Man," unquote. Let us see briefly the significance of this statement. The Catholic Church is the mystical body of Christ, that is to say, the church founded by our Lord, the external, visible, hierarchical society, in which the supreme authority belongs to the Pope and the bishops in communion with the Pope, is united to Christ as the body with the head. The church is called the mystical body of Christ because the principle which animates this body is essentially mysterious, infinitely superior to, and more unifying than the human soul or the spirit of a family or a nation. The soul of the mystical body is the Holy Ghost, the sanctifier. The Holy Spirit is the source of the divine life of sanctifying grace by which the body lives. But he always acts through the sacred humanity of Jesus Christ, the head of the body. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and each one members of one another. The church, then, is the body of Christ, the permanent and continuous incarnation of God in the world. It is by this visible body that Christ is for all men for all time, the way, the truth, and the life. Wounded by sin and immersed in sense life, human nature was no longer sufficiently attuned to the invisible government of the Word. Hence the wound had to be healed by the humanity of Christ, by which Christ made satisfaction. It was necessary also that he should assume a visible nature in order that, by a visible government, a man should be brought into contact with the invisible. In our day, by the living and visible church, by its governing and teaching power and its rights, as long ago in Palestine by the gestures and words of Jesus, human beings are drawn on to God and through the veil of the signs by which he reveals his inner life and acts upon them, attained by faith and love to his invisible reality. Enrollment in the church militant by baptism goes along with mystical incorporation into Christ. The former is the sense-perceptible aspect of the latter and its supernaturally efficacious sign. It is by reconciling the repentant sinner with the visible church by a judicial absolution that the sacrament of penance reconciles the sinner with God. If perfect contrition is sufficient for reconciliation with the divine majesty before the sacrament is effectively received, it is precisely because, being perfect, it includes, at least implicitly, the desire and profoundly humble acceptance of all the conditions laid down by God for the gift of his friendship. One of these conditions is confession of sins to men who would have from Jesus Christ the mission and the power of hearing and remitting them in his name. This doctrine helps us to understand the role of the visible hierarchy of the church, the Pope and the bishops, in the life of the mystical body, and how our attitude towards that visible hierarchy affects our intimate relations with Christ. We see that no one reaches God unless through Christ, and Christ is reached in normal fashion only through his representatives, his human intermediaries. Those instruments are human and terrestrial, and, as such, exposed to the failings springing from original sin. But they are the instruments he has chosen in order to mold and fashion us. When we remember that the invisible Christ, living in this visible body of the church, exercises visibly his functions of head by his vicar, and that the members, in obeying him, subject themselves not to a man as such, but to Christ, who said, "He who hears you hears me. He who despises you despises me." Then we can understand the meaning of the submission and loyalty of Catholics to the Pope and the bishops. One must, in truth, be of the household of the faith to see it, for the sensual man perceiveth not the things that are the Spirit of God, for it is foolishness to him, and he cannot.